This is one for Grandpa Orzer. My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny, it weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, oh, when the old man died. Watching its pendulum swing to and fro, I had spent many hours while a boy. And in childhood and manhood, the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered in the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without stumbling, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life's seconds numbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Uh-oh. Storm is a-blowing in. Time to take this act inside. Well, we could get risky and stay out here a little longer. But I think I'm going to clean a few things up. Sounds like a rumble in the distance. Doesn't sound good. We'll be back.